Okay, today is Daf Nun Vav. Famous Daf, very famous. Here we go. We're up to.
We
said it already. There's a lot to say. So we'll go back. We said the three things that Chizkiyahu did they were okay with. Now we're going to do the three things that he did they weren't okay with. Number one, Val Shlo Shalo Hodulo. There were three things he did they weren't okay with. Number one, Kitzeitz Dalsos Shel Heichel. He cut off the doors of the Heichel. V'shigron L'melech Ashur. And he gave it to the king of Ashur. Why did he give it to the king of Ashur? He was trying to appease him. What? Exactly. V'lo Hodulo. They didn't agree to that. Taking the part of the Beis HaMikdash to bribe somebody. Number two, Sasa Me Gichon HaElyon. He closed off the Gichon spring. My people have been in Chizkiyahu's tunnel. That's what this is. He closed off the spring. So why did he do that? Because he wanted to...
Outside the city.
He wanted the people outside the city not to have water. But inside we'll have water because we made a tunnel. V'lo Hodulo. They didn't agree with that. Why did they agree with that? Why didn't they agree with that? Because Mustafa, they should have had, he should have trusted Hashem better. It's a good question. When do you say that you're foolish? And when do you say you have to have bitachon? The Chazon Ish has a sefer called Emunah U'Bitachon, and he struggles with that. Like Yosef was punished because he told the Tzar Mashkin, don't forget about me. Now, a normal person, that's a very wise thing to do. Right? It's a very wise thing to do. Why? He's got to do your shtadlus.
Yeah,
It's not a lack of emunah to ask somebody to. By the way, get me out of here.
The second zakah was the lack of emunah.
So the second one, or someone in that madriga, right?
No way to answer that.
It's very difficult. It's a very difficult answer. So what do you want from him? What do you want from Chizkiyahu? He should have trusted that what? That an ace is going to happen. That's the only way out of the situation. There was a siege on the city of Yerushalayim. So Chizkiyahu, you know what I'll do? I'll cut off their water source. How long can you be in the desert? And you've been to Jerusalem. It's very hot. How long can you be there without any water? It's a matter of time. They're going to have to leave. So I'll cut off their water source. We'll have water inside because we're going to make a tunnel. We'll be good. They'll have to leave. Now, if you think about it, what did happen over there? There was a nath, and 185,000 people died in one night, soldiers. 185,000 soldiers in a little city, Jerusalem? The only way you're getting out of that is with an ace. That's not going to be a normal fight. They didn't have 185,000 people in that city. So what the pshat is, he should have had emunah. It's a very difficult pshat. It's very difficult.
And why go to war? Have emunah.
What? Right. So there's a very fine line between hishtadlus and emunah. Very fine line. So fine that we don't even see the line sometimes. It's a very fine line.
The reason why he's closed the outside war, the consequence to the
JSO
is the people who use the water outside
of
the fields,
it's
now terrible to them.
Okay.
So.
No, but he did it because of the enemy.
For the siege.
Right.
For the siege.
Right.
But the technical problem is otherwise for a siege is no big deal.
Right.
What do you do? There's a reason. There's a consequence to it.
Right. So Rashi says, Shahayilo Livtoch Bakarish Barchu. He should have had a Muna, Shenema Ganosi al Ir Hazos Lahoshia. Should have had a Muna. It's still a good question. It's a tough question. Next one, Ivar Nisan Benitan. He made a second Adar in Nisan. So you're not allowed to do that. You only can make a second Adar while it's still Adar. So didn't Chizkiyahu know that? So Rashi explains, the Adar on the last day, that Rosh Chodesh day, it's really Adar, so maybe he thought you still could do it. That was the issue. And V'lo Hodul, they didn't agree with that. Now we said that the Bnei Yericho were markivin dekalim kalayom. They were grafting dekalim all day long. What does that mean? Hechi avdi, what they do? Amar of Yehuda, because if I get this right. Maisi asa dara, they brought wet, he brought wet hadasim, wet hadasim. V'kimcha, no. V'shichra de dafna, and beer from dafna, a place called dafna. The kimcha de sairi and barley flour, the rami b'mana that was put into a kli, the lachol fil abar yomin that would not have been used for 40 days. Is that what that means? Flour, barley flour that had not been used for 40 days. Umar tachi lahu, he heated it up. V'shadi lahu dikla belibe, and he put it into the heart of the dekel, whatever that means. V'chol dekoy barbo amos didei, and every tree that was in four amos, ilo avdila hachi, if they wouldn't do the same thing, savor la'alto would get dried up. That's what they were doing. I'm not sure what that means. That's what they were doing on Erev Pesach. That's what I'm shot. Ravacha bar braid Rava Amar Manchi Kufr Didichwa Linukvisa. They took what does it mean? They grafted? They took the branches of a Zachar tree to an Akeva tree. An Akeva tree is one that does bear fruit, and a Zachar is one that doesn't. So they grafted them together to get them to bear fruit. Okay? The Me'iri here says, so why didn't they protest it? Now, when it says in the Mishnah that there were six things they did, three they liked and three they didn't like. Three they protested, three they didn't protest. Now, they didn't like all six, but only three they protested. Right? Only three they protested. Here, the Me'iri says what's been bothering everybody for the past few days, which is, where are you in Erev Pesach? Why aren't you in Yerushalayim? What are you busy with? What are you doing? Right? We kept asking that question. So the Me'iri says like this. That the Bnei Yericho thought that the Isser of Malacha on Erev Pesach is only if you're being Ola Regal. If for whatever reason you're not being Ola Regal, I don't know, you're a Chola, you're Tomei, there's no point in going. I can't go, I'm a woman maybe, whatever it is, if you're home, is there an Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach? I'm home? No, why should there be an Isser Malacha? It should be like every Erev Yontif. At some point in the late afternoon, you should get ready for Yontif, Erev Shabbos. It's a malacha on Erev Shabbos. Why should it be an Issa malacha?
What are they doing if they're Olerego?
Exactly.
If you're on the field.
So they're not being Olerego. For whatever reason, they're not being Olerego. I'm home. I might as well go to work. The Chacham said, technically you're right. You can't protest, because technically you're right. That's not the way to behave in Erev Pesach. There's more stuff to do. You should be camaraderie with those that are Ola Regal. You really should be, like, it should be your dream, it should be your goal to pretend you are. Shouldn't be doing this, and we can't protest because you're not doing anything wrong. Right? You're not doing anything awesome, we can't protest. We're not happy about it, but we can't stop you. Because you, halachically, you're not doing anything wrong. Okay, that's what the Me'iri says. Next, V'korchen Hashma. It said, you're not to be korech to Shema. You could spend 3 hours on this. What does it mean? Very simply, Hechi Avdi, what did they do? What does that mean? What did they do? So it's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, what they did. Amar Rav Yehuda, first the Gemara says, Omrim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. They said Shema, V'lo hayu mafsikin, and they didn't pause. What does that mean, they didn't pause? Machlokas. Rashi said, look at the Rashi, it's way down there. V'lo hayu mafsikin. They would not pause, Bein Echad, L'viyahafta. They would not pause from Echad to V'yahafta. Why? Afal pi shetzorech l'harech be'echad. First of all, you have to be marech in Echad. That's first of all. Well, v'hafzik ben kabbalas malchus shemayim, and you have to pause between accepting kabbalas al malchus, which is what Shema is, v'dvar macher, to other things, which is what V'yahafta is. Shekol echad makabal olav, v'omer echad hu elokeinu, be'pasuk rishon. First, you accept God as your God. Ubaposik sheni lashon tzavahu. And then v'yahafto is, it's a tzivui. You do this. Shema Yisrael, it's not a tzivui. It's not a commandment. It's a mitzvah. It's not a commandment. It's a state of being. It's a feeling. I am being mekabel Hashem as my Hashem. Pause. Then, by the way, and I'm commanded to love Him also. That's a commandment. Right? Says Rashi, that's what they did wrong. They didn't pause. Tosfos says, look at top, the only one Tosfos. Listen to this. Bein Shema, they didn't pause. Bein Shema Yisrael, Lashem. They should say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. They didn't do that. They said, Shema Yisrael, Lashem. You know what that sound like? Mashma, that sounds like. To Omer, Lashem, Shema Yisrael, Lashem. Listen up, Hashem. Sheyishma Yisrael, that Hashem, that he should listen to the Jewish people, the enemy and answer them. That's not what it's about. Right? You hear that? You hear that, Machlokas?
That's
a rock. I don't really hear it, but, yeah.
When is Baruch Shem later?
We're getting to Baruch Shem in a second.
Actually,
we're getting to Baruch Shem in 1 second.
Okay.
I'm very impressed. The entire town actually did one thing. What do you ever find? Right? The entire community does one thing.
Right.
You know, right.
According to Rashi, where does Baruch Shem fit in? According to Tosa, it's not a kasha.
Not a problem.
According to Rashi, where does Baruch Shem fit in? So we'll get to that. We're not going to answer that question. It's a good question. We're going to get to Baruch Shem in a second. Rava Omar, Rava has a different pshat. That first pshat was said by who? Rav Yehuda. Rava says, Mafsikin hayu, they did pause. Ela shloha yomrim, ela shloha yomrim hayom alivavecha. They ran through hayom alivavecha, which is mashma, the mashma hayom alivavecha, velo machar alivavecha. Only today and not tomorrow. Right? Now,
Hayom makes the current.
The Sifri says that from this Hayom you learn that every day it should be a new, it's a new beginning. Every day is a new beginning. Not the same old thing. Every day is a new thing. Right? Halavai, we did that once a year. Maybe Yom Kippur we daven a little better because it's Yom Kippur. Otherwise, it's the same thing every day. But that's how Hayom is. Every day it should be a new thing. Right? In Erevin and in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara learns from this Pasuk, Hayom. You can do mitzvot. L'machar, there's no more mitzvot. Once you pass on, there's no more opportunities. The opportunities are only in this world. That's Hayom. Okay? Here he's saying a different vart. It's going to look like you're in a little bit of an apikoros. Only Hayom, but there is no tomorrow. So therefore, pause. Hayom, al levavecha. Right? Now, Tana Rabbanan. Listen to this. We learned that a braisa. Ketad hayu karkana shema. How would you say shema? Omrim. Shema Yisrael. How do you korech the shema? How do you bundle it? Omrim, which is a problem. Omrim. Shema Yisrael. Shema Kenu. Shema Chod. V'lo hayam afsikin. Divrei Rav Meir. Which is the exact same thing as Rav Yehuda. Ask the Marshal and the Marsha. 1 second. Rav Meir is a Tana. Rav Yehuda is an Amora. He's saying the exact same thing as Rav Meir. So why didn't he say halacha kerameir? Why didn't he say that? Because as a matter of fact, Rebbe Yehuda, this is the Tana Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, mafsikin hayu, ela shelo haya omrim baruch shem kavod malchus ol yalom voed. They wouldn't say that. That was the problem. They didn't say baruch shem. Ask the Marshal, 1 second. So why didn't Rebbe Yehuda, the Amora, say, Rava had one shot, no Tana says like Rava, Rav Yehuda said like Rav Meir, the Tana. And by the way, how can Rava argue, make up his own reason? After all, there's two Tanaim here. They both say things. Rav Yehuda says like Rebbe Meir. Rava says like nobody. What's going on here? Says the Marsha, you see from here, that Amorayim did not necessarily know Brises. He proves it from here. One of the proofs. A Mishnah, they knew every Mishnah. There's a Brisa. So Rav Meir said this, Rabbi Yehuda the Tana said that, Rabbi Yehuda the Amora didn't know about it, Rava didn't know about it, therefore they came with their own shot. Happens to be that Rabbi Yehuda the Amora, it makes sense, the same thing as Rav Meir, he came with the same thing as Rav Meir. But he, why didn't he say I hold like Rav Meir? Because he didn't know about it, because it's a bright
one. Why couldn't they criticize
him? What?
Why couldn't they tell him? Say Baruch Shem Gomach, they didn't want to criticize him then.
No, because they're not doing anything, it's not an Avera. I should make a whole Macha about that. As we all know, you have to pick your battles, right? Your parents has to pick the battles. A Rebbe, a Rav, you have to pick. What am I gonna say? Shabbos Shuvah. What am I gonna say about that? So sometimes, put a poster, right? Everything posters, right? By the way, there's a letter that they wrote to Rav Moshe Feinstein. They wanted to put a poster that you have to listen to this. They wanted to put a poster. Rav Gershon, we love this Rav Gershon. They wanted to put a poster that you have to. Put a mezuzah on a garage. People were not in the 70s or 60s, whatever. People were putting a mezuzah on a garage, and they went to Rav Moshe and they want to put a poster that Rav Moshe is going to sign that you have to put a mezuzah on a garage. So Rav Moshe said, "I should sign a poster. How about putting a poster that you have to put a mezuzah on a house? How about a poster that you have to keep Shabbos? And put a poster for every olive base, right? It's an olive base. You have to put it as a part of your house. You have to put a mezuzah. Put a poster for that." Putting a poster, right? Everything's a poster. Everything's right. You have to know when to put it. When do you put a poster? When not? So they put a poster for the tefillin. Why? Because 75% of the people do it wrong. Right? Not doing it wrong on purpose. They're not bad people. They don't know. They think. So you put up a poster. Maybe some guy goes to the men's room and he goes to look at it, it could change his whole life. He does it right. Right? You have to know exactly when. Okay, beyond the topic. Anyway, Vanan, my time on Rina Lay. Why do we say Baruch Shem? So everybody knows this Gemara. Kidr of Shurim ben Lakish. Dhamma of Shurim ben Lakish. Others say Shurim ben Pazi. It says, V'yikr Yaakov Albanov, Yaakov turns to calls over his children. Now, we assume that all 12 were there. Right? I mentioned that for you'll see why in a minute. V'yomer, when he said, Ha'asfu, gather together everybody, my sons. V'agidalechem, I'm going to talk to you. Bigish Yaakov Lagalos Labanov Keit Hayamin. He wanted to reveal to them the Keit Hayamin, the Geula. V'nestalku mimenu Shechina. And the Shechina went away. Why did the Shechina go away? Because it's not something that a Jew is supposed to know. Why not? Because if you knew when the Geula was going to be, there'd be no incentive to be better. Because anyway, it's going to come. So why should I be better? Right? This is a very deep Gemara. What exactly would Yaakov wanted to do?
Yeah, but wait, that's if
I know it's coming in 100 years from now, why should I bother? Why should I daven for Mashiach? Why should I wait? Why should I be hopeful? Not coming now in my lifetime anyway. Not coming. Why should I? So now it's a very deep topic. Anyway, Amar, what happened? He forgot what it was. He didn't have anything to say. Amar, Shema Chas V'Shalom Yesh B'Mitasi Pasul. So maybe there's a psul in my children, and that's why I'm not zocher. They're not zocher. Someone here is not zocher. Right? I'll read the language of the Marsha. He says, Ube'emes Hatam Shedestalka Mimenu Ruach Hakodesh. He should not reveal it. Shehu davar sasam v'nistar. It's a hidden thing. B'nei Adam, from people, says the Marsha. Anyway, Kavram shiatzi menu Yishmael. Avram had a psoul, his name was Yishmael. Avi Yitzchak and my father Yitzchak shiatzi menu Esav. He had a psoul, his name was Esav. Amru lo banav. So what did the children say? They said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Amru, they said, Kishem she'ein belibcha ela echad. Just like Hashem is only one, kach ein b'libeinu ela echad. So too by us is only one. Why did they have to say it like that? Kishem? Why couldn't they just say we're one? What happened after this? After Yaakov dies, what happens? The brothers get together, and they say, you know, now that he's dead, now Yosef's going to take it out on us. Now we're going to suffer for the sin we did. Now Yosef's going to give it to us. So one second. They just said, the day before, Shema is just like Hashem is one, so too we're one. Right? What was that, a lie? Was it a, what happened after Yaakov died? Oh, now we're in for it. Now we're, what happened to the Echad? Does anybody have an answer to that question? What happened to the Echad? They said, they told Yaakov, no, we're all one. We have one heart over here. 12 people with one heart. And the minute the father dies,
like crazy, and the next day we're back to the usual, right?
Right. So the whole thing is just a it's at the moment. At the moment you feel that way. Okay. Anyway, Ba'osu Shah. What?
Maybe
no, it's in Mistama they were telling the truth.
No,
right?
They were reaching Yaakov that Shem Akkad once.
It was wishful thinking.
It was wishful thinking, right? We really hope that we are. Right?
Exactly.
Okay. Ba'osu Shah at that hour, Pasach Yaakov Avinu V'Amar Baruch Shem Kavod Machutz L'Olam Voed. He said Baruch Shem. Amru Rabbanan. I'm a Rabbanan. So now the Rabbanan said, Hey Chinav, now what do we do? Do we say Baruch Shem after Shema Yisrael? Nimrinu, should we say it? Lo Amru Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Right? Esther Marsha, there's a lot of tefillahs that we say that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say. A lot of piyutim, a lot of things. Now the answer is, because we're sticking it in the middle of a speech by Moshe Rabbeinu. Between Shema and V'yahavta, which Moshe Rabbeinu said both of those, we stick in something else. That you never find that. So that you never find that. So should we say it? In the middle of Moshe Rabbeinu's drasha?
Yeah,
we should
combine three drashas in the first place.
What do you mean?
Shema is not next to V'yahavta.
Yes, it is.
That is.
Okay.
But
he said it. We're sticking right in the middle. We're sticking in something else. That's the kasha. Anyway, Lo Nemru, should we not say it? Amru Yaakov. Yaakov did say it. Right? Yaakov did say it. So what's going on over here? So explains the Marsha that really we should say it. Why? Because he says like this, that 1 second. When Yaakov heard that his brothers were makabel ol malchus shemayim, he said baruch shem. When Moshe said Shema Yisrael, he wasn't saying it as the declaration of being kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. It was part of the Torah. It's part of the Torah. It's mitzvos. It's a different thing. By the way, there's another time where we said baruch shem. Where's that? In the Beit Hamikdash, when they heard the Kohen say, the Kohen Gadol, in the Beit Shem Forest, what'd you answer? Baruch Shem. It's a different thing. So really, we should say it. But at the end of the day, Moshe Taka didn't say it. He didn't say it. So therefore, we're going to say it quietly. So Eskina Shiyom Osa Bechashai. He made a rule, say it quietly. Okay? Omar Moshe, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Omar Dibei Rabami, Mashal, it's a Mashal, Labas Melech, the princess, Sheirecha Tziki Kedera. She's smelling the amazing food. Im Tomar Yeshla, Gnai, if she says, I want some. What is she, a peasant? I want that. It's a little bit of a Gnai. Lo Tomar Yeshla Tar, but if she doesn't say it, then she wants it, right? So what does she do? Hizchilu Avdeha Lahavi Bechashai. So they bring it to her secretly. So nobody knows about it, and she gets what she wants. So too over here. Now, one more minute. Amr Rabbi Avo. We say it in a loud voice. So no one should say, what are they doing over there quietly? What are those Jews saying under their breath? What are they saying under their breath, those Jews? So we don't say it. We say it loud. But in our dad, where there are no minim, you can say it quietly. The preferred is to say it quietly, which what we do, we say it quietly. So, I don't really have an answer to the following question, a little bit. There's another time where you say Baruch Shem. No? When's another time where you say Baruch Shem? Not besides Yom Kippur. No, but not that. When do you say Baruch Shem?
When you make a bracha.
When you make a bracha, levatala, you say Baruch Shem. What does that have to do with this? What is that about? Baruch Shem, you see from here, is a shevach. Yaakov was calm. He was so excited that his sons had a lev echad. What did he say? Baruch Shem. So when you mention Hashem's name, Baruch Shem, by mistake. Mention Hashem's name by mistake. You say, but is there a connection between the two? So I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li'olam Vo'ed, which the Yerushalmi says is Yehei Shmei Rabba Gadol Mevarach La'olam. Uli Olamei, six words. Beis, Shin, Chaf, Lamed, Vav. No, Baruch, Beis, Shin, Chaf, Malchus, Mem, Lamed, Vav are the only six letters that can be before Hashem's name. They're the only six letters. Me Hashem, Le Hashem, Ve Hashem. You can't say Re Hashem, Te Hashem. That's not a word like that. No, only six letters that can precede Hashem's name. You hear this? You're not going to hear this anywhere else. There's only six letters that precede Hashem's name. What is the pshat in that? When you utter Hashem's name by mistake, these six letters accompany the name of Hashem and sort of give it the life that you took away from it. You said it by mistake. It has nowhere to go. It doesn't belong anywhere. These six letters are the only six letters that ever precede Hashem's name, and they sort of accompany the name and give it some rest. It doesn't answer the question what the connection is. Is there a connection? Just a coincidence that Yaakov said something and you say something when you say Hashem's name by mistake? There's got to be a connection. What the connection? I don't really know. I don't know. You know? Have you wondered about that?
I don't understand.
What? Like all of a sudden, out of the blue, you say Hashem's name by mistake. You say Baruch Shem. We all do it. We don't know why. Right now, Yaakov Avinu, it was like a great nechama to him. It's such a nechama that we say it every day of our lives. Right? It's such a declaration we say it every day of our lives. What's going on? Some food for thought. If I had an answer, I'd take an answer. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Shisha Devarim Osu Anshe Yericho. We said there were six things Anshe Yericho did. Shlosha Baratzah Chachamim, Shlosha Shlo Baratzah Chachamim. The Eilu Baratzah Chachamim. These Chachamim were okay with. Number one, Markivin de Kalam Kalayom. They were grafting the Dekel tree all day long. Karchen Eshma, they bundled the Shema. Kotrin Lufnei Omer. And they harvested before the Omer. Why'd they do that? Because the Omer wouldn't be taken from their barley anyway, because it was inferior barley. The Eilu Shlo Baratzah Chachamim. This is what the Chachamim, this is what they did, the Chachamim didn't like. Number one, Gojil of the Omer. They bundled the Omer already. That's already not bundling. Number two, parts in Pirchos Begagot Sehen. They made breaches in their houses, in their gardens, Upardiso Sehen, and in their orchards, Lechol Nesher La'aniyim, to feed fallen fruit to the aniyim, Bishnei Betzoret, in a hunger year, Bishabasos V'yomim Tovim, on Shabbos and Yontif. Number three, Matirin Gamzios Shal Hektish, Shal Chrom Shal Shikma. They mattered the leaves of the sycamore trees and the carob trees. That's what Meir says. We said that yesterday, that their father, their grandfather donated the tree. Now 20 years later, it grew a lot of extra leaves. They said they're entitled to the leaves. The Chacham said, no, you're not. You donated it to the Beis HaMikdash. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Machlokas, what did they donate? So they held it. Mutter, and the Chacham said, no, it's not true. Amr lo Rabbi Yehuda, in Baratza Chachamim Haya Osin, you call the Mosim Cain. If this is a stamp of approval, then everybody would do these things. It wasn't a stamp of approval. It was, all right, we're not going to stop you. We're not approving it. Ela Eilu ve'Eilu Shlo Baratza Chachamim Haya Osin. No, none of it they were happy with. But, Al Shlosha Micha B'Yadam V'Al Shlosha Lo Micha B'Yadam. Three, they actually got up and stopped. And three, they looked the other way. They weren't happy, but they looked the other way. It's not us, sir. They looked the other way. Ve'Eilu Shlo Micha B'Yadam. What didn't they protest? Makivin Dakal Kalayom, that they were okay with. Vekarkan Hashema, that they were okay with. The Kotzrin, and they bundled, they harvested Vigochin, and they bundled Lefnei Omer. The Eilu Shemichu B'Yadam, and this is a protest. Number one, the Gizon. Matirin Gemizyos Shal Hekta Shal Chor Shal Shikma, that they protested about. Number two, the parts in Partzos, Gagot Sehen, they breached in the garden, Uparta Sehen, and the orchards, Lehechel, Neshel, Aniyah, B'Shavas Yom Tovim. It's a long one. And number three, Nosin Peah Liyerek. They gave Peah on vegetables. Umichu B'Yadu Chacham. The Chacham said, no way. What's the problem with that? Hopefully we'll get to it today. Because if you give Peah on vegetables, there's no Miser. There's no Miser on Peah. There's no Peah on vegetables. So I'm going to give Peah on vegetables. I'm going to be so nice to the Aniyim. It turns into a huge problem. Because in the Aniyim, I'm not going to give Miser. It's a huge problem. Sometimes, so they stop that. People are eating tevel. Has to be miser. You made it to pay. There is no payah. Why is there no payah on vegetables? We'll see on Amud Beis. Now, the Savra Yehuda, Ketzira Shal Baratza Chachamim. One second. The Ketzira was against the Chachamim. But none. Anche Yericho Kotzel Lefnei Omer Baratza Chachamim. They were okay with that. The Gojel Lefnei Omer Shal Baratza Chachamim. But the bundling was a problem. V'lo Micha B'Yadam Chachamim. And the Chacham didn't protest. Man who said this distinction between protesting and not protesting? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda himself. The Katani quotes in Baratza Chacham, and it says that they harvested, and the Chacham were okay with that. So it's a stira. First, so before we answer that, it's another problem. Hani Arbahad. And there are four things here. What are the four things? Grafting, Kochen Shema, harvesting, and bundling. So Ella, you're right. Samikan Ksira, take Ksira off the list. So you answer both questions. It's not a Kasha, it's not a Ksira in Rabbi Yehuda, and you only get three things on the list. Umatir and Gamziyot Shal Hekta Shal Kruva Shal Shikma, and they were mattering themselves the leaves of the trees. Amru, Avosenu, they said like this. The Anchi Yericho said, our fathers, our grandfathers, way back, Lorik Tishu Elakuros, they only donated the trunk. Va'anu Natir Gamziyot Shal Hekta Shal Kruva Shal Shikma. We're mattering for ourselves, not the trunk. The trunk we're never going to touch, 100%. Not the trunk. The branches are 50 years later. U'begidulin habor l'achal mikan askinon. And it's a machlokas. They're talking about gidulin that came later. V'savri le keman d'amr ein me'ila begidulin. There's no me'ila in that. So therefore, it's a totally mutter. For abanan savri, no, mehidim me'ila leka. No, there's no me'ila, but isur me'ika, it's still not mutter. So therefore they protested. So now it's an iser. It's a whole machlok, it's a chmona, it's a daraisa, it's a darabon. Either way, it's aser. Next, upartzin partzos. This is a very hard gemara here. Amar ula, amar b'shem ben lakish, machlokas b'shal machvedos. The machlokes is regarding machbedos. What are machbedos? How do they translate that word? Machbedos. What?
Upper branches.
The machlokes is the upper branches. Say, look at Rashi. B'shal machbedos. Rashi, it's a little up where we are. Rashi says, kapos tamarim, the date palms, the lulav, hain berosh hadekel. They're on top of the tree. The kafufos zu etzel zu ke'en kli. And they form like a kli. All these branches form like a receptacle. Ukishat tamarim noshrin. And when the dates fall off, they don't fall to the ground. They fall into this. The mekablos ozon. And they accept them. They catch them. The kivon de gavoa. Since they're high, v'tzarech la'alot ala dekel. You have to climb up the tree. V'notlin, and you have to take it. Chayshin on shema yidlosh mena mechbaras tavi av malacha. So we're afraid you're going to pull off other dates, and that's an av malacha. On Shabbos. Tosfos says, 1 second, you're not allowed to climb a tree anyway. What's going on here? What's Rashi talking about? He has a whole different shot. Tosfos, this long Tosfos. A whole different shot what's going on. Why? Because he can't accept that you can climb a tree. The only issue Rashi has is you're going to take off an attached one? What about climbing a tree? It's only the Rabbanon. But so what? Anyway.
Well, it has no branches on the tree.
What?
It has no branches so you get to that.
So you're not allowed to climb a tree at all? Yeah, but once that's the reason, you can't climb any tree. Now, the Rabbanon suffer because we didn't share Yalav Yitlosh. The Rabbanon were afraid you're going to go up there and pull it off. There's no such gezeira. Avol b'shal bein akipin. Well, how do they translate that? The lower branches, divrei hakol mutter. Everyone says it's mutter. Why? Because you don't have to climb. And we're not afraid. Walk over and take it. It fell already. Take it over. Asks Rava the question. Well, bother. Amalei Rava. 1 second. For muksa's nino. It's muksa, right? It's muksa. Why is it muksa? Says Rashi. Shemay erev Shabbos ben hashmashos halim mechubaros. Because when Shabbos began, it was attached. V'nimtzu muktzah machmas iser talisha. It was muktzah because you couldn't detach it on Shabbos. U'muktzah ben hashmashos, muktzah kol hayom. It's muktzah the whole day. V'chi tema. You want to give me the following answer. Hol dechazin le'orvin. Well, birds, ravens, could eat it. Ravens could eat it, they could pick it off. Therefore, it's really not... Now, if I have a raven, and I tell my raven, go eat dates, right? Go eat dates. And the raven says, 100%, I'm going to go do that right now, thank you. And the raven does that, it saved me the tircha of making lunch for him. So I'm really happy with this. It's not considered a muksa. Is that what you want to tell me? Hashta, mukhan la'adam, lahavi mukhan la'klavim. That doesn't even work. You can't compare animal food and human food. Ditnan, Rabbi Huda Omer, Imlo haisa nevela me'erev Shabbos, if it was not a nevela on Erev Shabbos, it was a regular animal, asura, it's asur, lefisha enim in amuchan, because it's not prepared. Now, how are you going to shecht it on Shabbos? It's a separate problem. The Rishonim deal with that problem. If not for that problem, if not for the problem of I can't shecht on Shabbos, it would be edible. But putting aside that problem, muchen, now, so muchen lo rav mag, muchen lo adam, so something that's prepared for the bird, is that prepared for you? So Gemara says, amalei in, yes. Muchen lo adam, lavim muchen lo klavim. Yeah, you can't compare you and animal food. Why? Because an nevela is not mutter. There's no way you could eat that. It's not mutter on Shabbos, it's not mutter on Friday, it's not mutter on Tuesday. So if it's a nevela, it's not mutter for you, it's only dog food. The chol midi the chazil inish, if it's edible for you, it's on your radar. This is not edible for you. Why? It's in the vela. It's not on your radar. Muchen lo ravim, but if it's fit for a bird, havi muchen lo adam. It's nothing wrong with it. Call me the lechazil inish daite alei. As long as it's edible, my radar, I'm on it. I'm on to that. What am I hoping? If it falls off, I can eat it. Now, but not halacha is you can't. But in theory, since the birds can eat it, therefore it's and I can eat it too. It's a technicality. It's attached. So if I can somehow get away from that technicality, I'll gladly eat it. Therefore, it's not muksa. That's a big chiddush. We don't pass like this. Kiyasa Rav and Amar Shimon Lakish, Machlokas Bishal Ben Kipin. The Machlokas is only in the lower branches. The Rabbanan Savri, Mukhan La Ravim, Lavim, Mukhan La Adam. They hold it wasn't not mutter for you. Banshi Yericho Savri, Mukhan La Ravim, Havim, Mukhan La Adam. Abel Bishal Machbedos, the exact opposite. But if it's Machbedos, if it's the upper branches, they're very called Asr. Everyone said it was a problem, because we didn't show me Yalavi Yitlosh. Okay? Next. Venosti and Peya Lierek. And they gave Peya on vegetables, a big problem. Says the Gemara, you're not even allowed to do that. The Lesle Anshi Yericho Hadatnan, didn't Anshi Yericho learn the following? Kal Amru Peya. There's a rule by Peya. Kal Shahu Ochel. Peya only applies by food. Viginishmar, and it's guarded. Kidulum in aret, and it is attached to the ground. Vilakitasu ka'achas, and it's harvested in one shot. Vimachnisu lakiyum, and you take it into for long use. Chayav b'peya. Only that's chayav b'peya. Now, kol shu ochel, what does that come to? That prat that comes to exclude was sviche satis v'kutza. I'm not sure what those are in English. It's some kind of non-edible.
Safflower
and something. And woad that are not edible, they use them for dyes. Not edible things. You don't have to give peya on non-edible things. People can make a business out of it. That's not what peya is for. Vinishmar, prat lehefker. There's no peya on hefker. Gidulum in aretz, prat lekmeinu pitrios. There's no peya on mushrooms. Lekitas and truffles. Lekitas on ka'achas. What does that mean? It's harvested at one time. Prat le te'enim. There's no peya on dates. There's no pay on figs. Why? It's not harvested. It's harvested in stages. It also says it's because it's a big tircha on the ani. I got to go back again for that. So there's no pay on that. Machnisu lakiyam, prali yarek. There's no pay on vegetables. So what was Anshi Yericho thinking? Amar Rav Huda Rav, hacha beroshi liftos haskidim. We're talking about the head of a lefes. What's a lefes? A turnip?
Leaves of turnip.
Umachnisu lakiyim ayadi davar achim. And they can be machnisu lakiyim through something else. Kamiflagi. Mar savar, the Anshi Yericho held machnisu lakiyim ayadi davar achim shmekiyim. That's good. The chachamim savar, lo shmekiyim, it's not good. So there's a technical issue about this one vegetable. Whether or not it's something called machnisu lakiyim. Let's look at the last Tosfos. Tosfos says, we have all these rules about peya. Nira l'Rabbeinu Tam, the Midda Oraisa, lo mechayev b'peya. Midda Oraisa, you're not chayev b'peya, ella, except for, zayis, kerem, ella zayis v'kerem. Only olives and zayis, v'sade, and wheat. D'chsivi b'hedja b'kra. V'achwini takanta d'Rabbanon. And the rest of it, is a takanta d'Rabbanon. V'she'ein achnisu l'kiyum, and if it's not something that has kiyum, lo ratzu l'sakin peya. They didn't want to make peya on that. In other words, again, peya, except for wine, or grapes, olives, and wheat, is only the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan came along and said, we're not going to impose peya if it's not a chashuv. It's not a chashuv. If it's a ena, v'chol d'domila, and figs, and anything like figs, afal gaf the chashuv, even though they are chashuv, ikka bitul aniyim. It's a big pain in the neck for the aniyim. The Hef said, yes, sir, al-revach. It's a loss, more than a gain. I got to go back again to get more. I got to go back again. You know what? There's no pay on that. Also, Ukvener Pitrios, ho v'ein b'mino chiyuva, she'ein gadol b'karka, lo tiknu. In other words, what Tosfos is explaining is the Chachamim made up all these things, ha'chayev and peya. So whenever there was a reason not to, they didn't impose peya. All right? We'll stop here at the two dots. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Yeah, without that white paper?
You don't need it.
You don't need it.
It's only for tax.